their videos.
Patches of fog and early morning low kicks off in the 60s to low 70s to the middle 80s with a partly cloudy afternoon tomorrow. Stays dry. A dry afternoon Thursday too expected. Mostly sunny. The high of lower to middle 80s after 70-ish in the morning. Friday, the weak front actually moving through likely. Late day shower could usher in the front. Behind it, lower humidity and more comfortable 70s. Under sunny skies Saturday as well as Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Laugh your way to a better marriage. A fun couple seminar designed with an element of humor that appeals to couples, but is especially well-received by men. Friday, doors open at 6:30 p.m. The event is from 7 to 10 p.m. And Saturday, 8:30 in the morning, with the event starting at 9 a.m. till 12 noon. $35 per person. At Journey Fellowship Church, 3127 Pontchartrain Drive, Slidell. Register now at markgunkor.com. That's Mark. GUNGOR.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Good evening, New Orleans. This is the Jack Clegg Show coming to you from beautiful Carondelet Avenue and the WGSO stations here. We have a wonderful, wonderful show planned for you. However, I'm torn. I really am. Last night we had the Tucker Carlson's first night of exposing America to the actual videos that were being taken inside the Capitol during the protest. And it was eye-opening. I happened to watch it. It was eye-opening. And it actually confirmed my suspicions that this was not an insurrection. Not in the least bit. This is an issue that, you know, the historians hopefully will cover both sides of the story. We've been hearing nonstop for 2 years that five police officers were killed. Not so. We've been hearing for years that the last 2 years about all the destruction, the weapons that were carried by the armed insurrectionists, and it came out last night, there were many insurrections that were carrying American flags on flagpoles. And when journalists were asked, why did you say they were armed? Well, because those flagpoles could be weapons. Really. At 7 o'clock, the same time my show, and Tucker didn't call me and ask me, you know, if I could put my show later or earlier, and I didn't call him, so we'll have to leave it lie like that. But anyway, if you get an opportunity, record his show while you're listening to the radio at this time. Did we have a caller?
Yes.
And who do we have on the phone here?
Pro-life whistleblower.
Pro-life whistleblower. Well, before we start our show, let's get to this one caller. He must have something important to say. And pro-life whistleblower, let's hear what you have to say.
Listen up.
Is that a whistle?
Yeah, that's my whistle. I'm blowing a whistle. I have to. I don't like to do this, but when I do it, I really mean it.
Okay.
Good evening.
All right. Good evening,
brother and sister pro-life parents, okay. Patriots, cowboys, and cowgirls. Recently, just a few days ago, burning, looting, murdering Nazi Antifa domestic terrorists came out of the woods in Atlanta, Georgia, and attacked a police training facility. They set off many bombs, fireworks, and firebombs. They threw bricks and firebombs at our police. Unfortunately, most of them escaped arrest and retreated back into the woods. Most of them lived out of state, and some of them were illegal aliens and terrorists from other countries. Make no mistake about it. This was a well-funded, planned domestic terrorist attack against our police and our nation, America. We must follow them into the woods. We must fire and arrest and prosecute them and put all of them in jail to the fullest extent of law.
This was in Atlanta, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, okay.
For heaven's sake, at least one of our beloved police officers got hit on his forehead and temple face area by one or more of these firebombs. I got it recorded, and I saw it my own eyes. Wake up, America. I love you all. We have to defend ourselves before it's too late. Get out there and destroy the enemy before they destroy us. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, that was the whistleblowing pro-life man, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Our show is not going to cover the Atlanta outrage. And thank you for letting us all know what happened there. Okay. I'm trying to gather my thoughts now after that expose. All right. The news in New Orleans. Okay, top of the news in New Orleans is, of course, the recall. What's going on with the recall? And I'll give you a little bit of an update on things you already may have heard it in other sources. I hope I'm not boring you with the details. Probably the most significant thing that occurred, and actually I'm going to ask callers to call in, and our call number is 504-556-9696. If what I say... If you reach a conclusion about what's happening based upon the two stories I read, and I'm going to give you the summary, essentially, what this was all about. All right. We all know by now that in order to have the recall election take place, the recall promoters needed to get 20%, the signatures of 20% of the registered voters in Orleans Parish. You couldn't sign it if you were from Jefferson Parish. You couldn't sign it if you were St. Bernard Parish. You couldn't sign it if you were dead. Surprise, surprise. Anyhow, so the number of signatures has been critical. Okay. Now, the recall petition has been given to the Register of Voters, as it is supposed to. And there's been an issue, and that is that in order to calculate the 20%, you need to know the total number of registered voters. And the recall petition people brought forth the Register of Voters who admitted that there are dead people on our rolls. Just like Chicago, just like most cities. So there was a hearing last week. It went 2 days, and it broke, and they haven't yet reassembled, which now involves the Secretary of State, Mr. Okwan, or Ardwan. I'm sorry, not Okwan, Ardwan, who is our Secretary of State, because he's in charge of voting throughout the state. And he was actually at the hearing, and he's been involved, and settlement talks have taken place between the Secretary of State and the recall people. And those settlement talks have focused on, well, how many registered voters are there really? And that's what they need, signatures of 20% of that number. Well, they've reached an agreement. But that doesn't say everything. They reached an agreement that dropped the actual number of signatures. Dropped the actual number of signatures necessary from 49,975 to 44,975. So, basically, the recall people have to get 5,000 less than what they thought they had to get before. And the reason is because there are dead people and people who have moved out of Orleans Parish remaining on the rolls. Okay. So apparently the difference in total, the gross amount, is about 25,000 registered voters that shouldn't have been registered voters. So that results in a $5,000 loss. Now, the judge in the matter, Judge Jennifer Medley, must approve this number, and this is a settlement between the Secretary of State's office and the recall petition people. apparently, they can make this determination. I have not heard the opposition from Mayor Cantrell or her people to this. And if they do, as soon as I hear it, I'll report it. But it seems like there's a real interesting feature going on. And if you've gleaned anything from this report, please give me a call. We'd like you to share it with the rest of the audience. And when we're going to take a break here in a minute, aren't we? Yes, we are. My producer's saying, Jack, we're taking a break. We got to take a break. Quit talking. And when we come back after the break, perhaps, I will tell you what I glean from this information, and we'll go on to segment two, which will come up in just a minute after the break.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock. Here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hey, it's Christian. I want to tell you about my fellow American First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct. When it comes to appliances, buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Call my friends
504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go see their loaded showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Use promo code KG for free delivery.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, New Orleans. This is now the second part, the second segment of the Jack Clegg Show. And as I was mentioning before the break, there is a settlement that the court needs to approve tomorrow to go forward. And I was wondering if you all concluded, as I did, that the recall petition folks have been asked time and time again, how many signatures do you have? How many do you have? And they're holding their cards to the vest. They're not saying. Well, if they've entered a settlement agreement which drops the number of legitimate registered voters such that they only need 44,975 signatures, I'll bet you a cup of coffee that they have 44,975 signatures or more. So that sounds kind of encouraging for those in favor of the recall petition and possibly discouraging for Mayor Cantrell. Okay, but we'll see tomorrow when Judge Jennifer Medley makes her ruling. So listen to that. Probably the major thing I wanted to speak about this evening was a combination of a couple of things. But essentially, what role does the government have in do-gooding? America, we've always been known as one of the most charitable nations around. If you look at throughout the world, when there's a hurricane, where there is a earthquake, where there is pestilence, where there is disease, Americans reach into their own pockets, give their own money, and help. They do it when they go to church. They do it with various entities like United Way, Red Cross. We're big on that. We do that. That's who we are. And our nation follows suit. Our armed forces are trained to help people. This is time and effort on our part, taxpayer money. But we don't mind because that's who we are. When people are in need, we want to help. Okay, so there certainly is a role for do-gooding, and I'm all for that and so forth and so on. But there's this odd line between do-gooding and capitalism. We all know that. Those of us that are think of these things like adults, we know that. Do-gooding is nice, but if you're an employer and your employee continually shows up late at work, continually violates rules, what happens? We'd like to say, hey, you can keep working here, but we can't, so we have to terminate employment. Does that make us bad? No, it doesn't. Those are the rules of the game that we all buy into. You can rise as high as you want to, as high as your talents and abilities take you, but you got to follow some of the rules. And if you don't, bad things happen. You get punished, and things happen. So when we look at America and what we've all experienced financially, and I'll limit this to the financial issues, over the last 20 years, you can't but help but think the government's role is a little confusing. All right, let's talk about what most of us, and I'm saying most of us because I'm assuming many of us are adults listening. We remember 2008 when we had this phenomenal crash of our economy. We had banks. We had Wall Street investment banks that were going to go out of business. What was the quote? What did they say? What did President Obama say when these companies were on the brink of just totally collapsing? The words were, they're too big to fail. And we bailed out with $800 billion some really, really big companies. I mean, it's amazing. Had some of them collapsed, I'm sure their places would have been taken by others. But we didn't do that. But I want to drill down a little bit on what the collapse was about and the do-gooding that caused it. Part of it was, and the part that I always thought was avoiding common sense, and this was what happened. In an effort to do good, banking regulations were relaxed. And in particular, banking regulations allowing people to purchase homes without collateral. And by that, I'm talking about the 20% that you put down for the house before you get a mortgage, before the bank loans you the money, or other property, or co-signatures, or whatever it takes so that there is some money down that will affect the house. Now, the house might be worth $100,000, or you say it's worth $100,000. You put up $20,000, you borrow $80,000, and there's a mortgage for $80,000. You pay so much a month to pay that off. That's fine if the house is worth $100,000. But if the house isn't worth that much money, then you have problems. Well, what was happening with the deregulation that was occurring was people were allowed to do that. Banks were allowed to finance homes like that. But investment bankers were able to take those mortgages and bundle them 50, 80 at a time and create investments, which they then sold those mortgages to foreign banks, Deutsche Bank, Germany, a lot, huge buyer of these. And one of the reasons they were so marketable was American reputation for paying their bills. We've all over the world, we go all over the world saying we are solvent, we're good, we're helping you out, we have so much extra, we can help you out. That's what we show the rest of the world. And that helps sell all of these mortgages. Well, the problem was the rules under which the mortgages were allowed to exist, people didn't have to pay them back. And they started defaulting. And the value of homes dropped. And we had this horrible situation. We all know it. Now, it was complicated, yes. It was, and so a lot of people don't even think about why it happened. But it was do-gooding gone wrong. Okay, let me give you the next strike two. Cryptocurrency. Bitcoin. What happened to that? The government decided it's not going to regulate it. Well, we'll think about it. I'm not sure. We'll think about it. But they didn't. Instead, the leading Bitcoin purveyor decided, we'll give a lot of money, donations to certain politicians. And he pretty much ensured there wouldn't be any regulation. So what happened? We all know what happened. The failure, the biggest failure, the biggest scam since Enron. This all happened in December, just recently. Okay, so now I'm going to get to the actual real point of what I see is a huge, huge error in do-gooding by the government, and how it occurred is I'm almost speechless how it occurred, except for the fact that until December, we had almost a completely Democratic-controlled Congress, Democratic-controlled House and Senate, and obviously the administration. So with that in place, the administrative state, the Department of Labor, the Department of Defense, are able to do things without any real challenge. And that's what happened. So when we come back after this break, we're going to get into detail about ESG and the do-gooding that ESG is sought to promote, but how it affects your pocketbook. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a little while.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Republican Baton Rouge Congressman Garrett Graves is not running for governor this year. In an email to supporters, Graves says it's clear the best service he can provide to Louisiana and the next governor is by building upon recent wins in the U.S. Congress. Political analyst Roy Fletcher says there are a lot of Republicans who wanted Graves to run, but he has a good situation in the U.S. House.
He's got a good life in Washington, and I think that... And he does a good job, and I think that part of the leadership now, and I think that's what he wanted to do.
Meanwhile, the current governor has endorsed his former transportation secretary, Sean Wilson, in his bid for the governor's mansion. LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Alford says he thinks Wilson's base of supporters will serve as a solid component in his race for governor.
Sean Wilson doesn't have to hustle for dollars as hard as the other major candidates in this race. He's going to have a solid block of votes that are going to be there for him on Election Day.
Attorney General Jeff Landry has $5 million in his campaign funds, putting Wilson at a disadvantage. This is news from LRN.
I'm Rose Hudson, president of the Louisiana Lottery Corporation. Lottery games are meant to be fun and entertaining. That's why we encourage you to play responsibly. If you or someone you know might have a gambling problem, call the state's Problem Gambling Helpline at 877-770-7867 for a confidential referral to free resources. For tips on playing responsibly, visit LouisianaLottery.com.
Hi, I'm Agriculture and Forestry Commissioner Mike Strain. It's that time of year again for Louisiana strawberries. Our Louisiana strawberries are the freshest and sweetest, and they provide a delicious, healthy choice that is fat, sodium, and cholesterol-free. So pick up your strawberries today and make sure you pick Louisiana strawberries. For more information, visit us at LouisianaStrawberries.com. That's LouisianaStrawberries.com.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember, we'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Evening, New Orleans. Derek and the Dominoes, that's who that is. People would say that's Eric Clapton, but it's really Derek and the Dominoes. Anyway, great tune. Okay, when we were talking a moment ago about the do-gooding of the government, what it does and what it doesn't do, and sometimes they get it right, and many times they get it wrong. And many times, it's really not their business. And we're going to talk tonight about something which, in my personal opinion, they have really overstepped their bounds. What does a government do? Well, it can pass laws, enforce those laws, and regulate conduct. Their job, kidnapping. They can pass laws about kidnapping. They can enforce the laws. They can change them. They can see. At one time, I remember, gosh, I was quite young, we had a rash of airplane hijackings. I don't know. Do you remember those? You probably don't. No, I mean, the producer is not old enough to remember. We had planes that were hijacked in the air by people, all kinds of people. Take me to Cuba. Take me this way. Take me wherever. So, you know, they have to constantly, Congress has to constantly stay aware of what's going on, pass laws, and so forth. Okay. Murder, we know about that. They also have an obligation to regulate certain things, like banks. Now, why would the government want to regulate banks? Well, to protect you and I. That's it. We got two choices. Either we can have banks, or we can put the money in our mattress. And if all of us have money in our mattresses, our houses are going to get broken into. We're going to get... So we'd rather have the banks hold the money. Now, that's a very, very elementary explanation. But the government regulates banks. That's among the things they do. And it's not... It's for our safety and for... consistency in our policies, there's a lot of good reasons to do it. When I mentioned earlier about 2008 and that the tremendous failure then, that was due in part to deregulating and allowing investment banks and commercial banks freedom to do those mortgages, as I described before. Okay, so that turned out to be a failure in my view. Bitcoin, another, something they should have regulated or at least looked at. At least somebody should have been looking at that. They weren't. Instead, they were paid to look the other way, in my view, my personal view. Okay. So now this leads us up to what I had mentioned before, and that was the government's role in promoting what's called ESG, environmental change, social change, and governance. Those three factors, environmental change, social change, and governance, are what the World Economic Forum, this entity, which is not elected, not Americans, it's the one that Al Gore's a member of, and John Kerry, and so forth. They promote this as a way to do good, all right? And all corporations should have this. Now, how it's done is a mess. There are no ratings. Normally with a corporation, the rating is how well are your shares of stock doing? If they're doing really well, your company is doing well. If you're not, your company is not doing well. And that's oversimplification, but in our lifetimes, we have seen the proliferation of tremendous. Back 60, 70 years ago, when you worked for a company or a big company, you could have a pension. We don't have that many pensions anymore. We have what is called a 401k system, where an employee takes part of his wages and he puts it in a 401k account. For that year that he puts it in, he's not taxed on that money. Now, how much can you put in? Well, that depends on how much you earn. You can put in a percentage of what you earn. The other thing that's nice with a 401k, some employers match the money. So if you put in $15,000, the company puts in $15,000. Sometimes they match half the money. So you have an account, okay? And the government has said, we're not going to tax you on that until you take out the money 20 years, 25 years, 30 years from now, whenever. Okay. And most Americans that are employed, except some part-time employment, of course, have 401ks. All right. So what do they want? What do Americans want out of their 401k? I propose, and this is, I'm kind of cheating a bit because I talked to 14 different individuals about what in the world do you hope to accomplish by your 401k? 14 out of 14. Well, let me go back one step. I asked them that in the context of ESG. And they're like, what's the, 12 of the 14 had never heard of ESG. Two said they had, but they didn't know what it was. So, when you choose a company to invest in, well, we'll go back a second. With a 401k, every year, all right, your company, let's say you work with Smith Corporation, right? Smith Corporation gets the money, they take it, and they may match it, as I said before, for your 401k account. And then the money is sent to a manager, an account manager. This account manager decides what to do with the money. It doesn't just sit under his mattress. He does something with it. He invests it. And what guides his investment? For years, there was only one guide for the investment, and that is what is financially advantageous to the employee. So every year you were asked as an employee, and this still happens because of the 14, several people are still employed at a company where every year you're given a three-choice decision. Do you want your money going in an aggressive investment where you can make a lot of money, but the risk is kind of high? Two, do you want it in a moderate or low-growth investment where the risk is not very high at all, okay? And third, do you want it in a conservative, which could be a cash money market account, some kind of U.S. Treasury bond where you don't make much money, but you're not going to lose that money either. And that's pretty much what you get. And up until today, that's what everybody thought it was. Until several weeks ago, when we learned that the Department of Labor has, and the Department of Labor has jurisdiction over employment, okay, including this particular issue of what does it take to invest and what is true fiduciary obligation that you must, the manager must meet. The Department of Labor, without any fanfare of the media, without anybody hearing about it, decided, well, we're going to let these managers make their decisions not based on the financial solvency of the company that they were going to invest in or financial considerations at all. Okay? They can consider that. But what they were also to consider was ESG, whether this company was environmentally sound, whether they followed social causes, and did those things rise to governance of the corporation? That's what the Department of Labor said. So for the very first time, the Department of Labor was saying your 401k isn't going to be based upon the manager's decision on which will make you the most money and the way you want to make the money over time, or you want to take risk with your money, it was saying, nah, we're going to let them, we're going to make them consider the environmental situation at the corporation. So you could be a South Dakota valve company, which blowing and going, your valves are good, and they're good for pipelines, and everybody buys them, and there's 35 employees at the corporation that are making them and just doing a great job. And somebody would say, well, those are used for pipelines that carry oil. Uh-oh. Your environmental score suddenly plummets. Now, this company could have been giving 10, 12% return on the investment. But because it was used to transport oil, that company, I'm sorry, we're not investing in them anymore. On the social change, what does that mean? Well, that would include things like diversity, inclusion, and equity. How does a company set on that? Now, these are all wonderful things, and they are, but it's our money. And if we want to make money with our money, and one of the people I interviewed, Jamie, was really, she said, if I want to be greedy with my money, I should be able to be greedy. And actually, you know what? She's right. All right, we're going to come back in a few minutes. We got to take a break right now, and we're going to talk about what happened in Congress and the veto that President Biden is threatening about our money.
I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000. 76.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
New Orleans. Pat Benatar. Who doesn't like Pat Benatar? Terrific. Her music is so great. She's so great, too. Anyway, I bet she doesn't like ESG. I'm just joking. All right, so this issue that we were talking about involves discretion on the part of the manager of employment benefit accounts, pension funds, as well as 401ks or any other employee benefits. Okay, so the Republicans took over in the November election. Okay, they took over the House of Representatives, but not the Senate. They took over the House. So one of the first things they did was they said, wait a minute. The Department of Labor can't do this. They can't do this to individuals' money. They can't say that we're going to inject a new standard, and that is ESG, into the investment decision for somebody else's money. And more importantly, what many Republicans said, which, you know, it could be true, and I think it probably is that the companies that would receive these investments, the turbine, the wind turbine people, the solar people, all of these other entities, are actually aligned with the Democratic Party. So it made great sense to me that the Republicans were against it. And so it passed. A bill was set and passed the Senate. Or, I'm sorry, the House. Okay. Then it had to go and, to be effective, it had to pass in the Senate. And sure enough, it did. Joe Manchin of West Virginia and John Tester of Montana, Democrats, crossed the aisle and voted in favor of stopping this Department of Labor rule, which would allow managers to use ESG standards for making financial investments. And so, what can I impart to you that's helpful? Okay, I gave you a history lesson of how this all came about. I hope that I made it clear. Okay, so what can you do? Well, here's what you should do. If you've got a 401k, if you have one, find out who's managing it. Is it a big company? Is it a small company? Are they individuals? Who is managing? Your employer should know, okay? You should know because you should be getting correspondence from them. They're the same people who generally ask you how you want to invest in the one of three ways I described a moment ago. Contact them. Discuss this with them. Maybe you want the corporation that gets your money to be a conscientious citizen of the world. And you want them to do to run their company like an ESG high-rated company. One other thing I want to say. These companies get ESG ratings, but we don't know what those ratings are. We don't know what it takes to get a high rating. And when I say we, I'm talking about those people that are highly skeptical of this do-gooding that ESG would amount to. And the thing that's really galling, if you will, is how this happens in secret. Did any of you hear about this? I didn't. And I pay pretty much attention to what's going on. I didn't hear that the Department of Labor had passed that rule. I didn't at all. It's almost like we didn't hear last August the Department of Education decided to pass a rule which allowed some, but not all, of students who had student loans to have their loans forgiven. Another act of do-gooding. Well, the Supreme Court's going to make a decision on that in June of this year. The oral arguments already were there. I listened to many of them. There are recordings you can get. I was not impressed with the argument in favor of that, primarily on a separation of powers argument, which I don't need to get into right now. But let's focus on this ESG issue. What can you do? If you've got money in a pension fund or a 401k or any other kind of employment, no matter what happens, whether President Biden vetoes it or not, you can contact that manager. It's your money. If you don't think that ESG standards are what should be driving the decision of where to invest your money, say something. It's your money. And I'm not trying to be overly political. I'm just trying to say it's your money. As my little friend said, put your own greed on. Okay? You can be greedy. Get the highest return. And then once you have that money, you can give it to Red Cross. You can give it to anybody you want to. Care packages, whatever you want to do with it. But you get it first. And don't let anybody else take it for their do-gooding. It's your money. And this is the way you ought to approach it. And if you're going to make money, you're going to have to pay tax on that money. So, you know, be familiar with that aspect of it. But more importantly, be aware of what ESG is. Be aware that people are trying to exercise control over your money in this capacity, trying to only invest with companies that have high ratings for ESG. And those ratings haven't been written down yet. So it's something that if any of you have any investments, please contact either your broker, if it's a manager of a fund and your money's in a fund, contact them, ask them to send you everything. And what you want to have sent to you is in writing. You want to see the written word of how they rate ESG and which companies they rate high, which ones they rate low. And I think you get my point. I don't have to reduce this. Okay, we're almost through with the evening. And next Thursday, the New Orleans Golf Show is on, and we have a guest that's going to join us. I spoke with him earlier today. I'm excited. Steve Worthy, who is executive director, CEO rather, of 4Kids, which is the operational arm of the Zurich Classic that's coming up soon. So on the New Orleans Golf Show, it should be quite a show Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And in the meantime, contact your broker and your manager and ask them whether ESG is forming any part of the decisions on how to invest your own money. Have a good evening.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM.